Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through the final hour of the program. Absolutely loaded show today, as it is an important day all over the country with many of you going to your favorite voting precinct to get in your votes for primary season. We'll talk with Kathy Barnett, who is the third of the top three, according to all the polls, Pennsylvania Senate candidate right now. We've already talked to Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick. And obviously, one of the big factors that people are considering as they go to the polls all over the country is what is going on right now with our economy and how much of a mess has Joe Biden been as an economic president. We are joined now by Charles Gasparino. He is Fox Business Network's senior correspondent. And so, Charles, you've suddenly seen the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezoses of the world, big time business leaders and titans, firing back at the incompetence of Joe Biden's administration in a public fashion. What does that mean? Are you surprised that it took so long? And are they right with their criticisms as they address what's going on with our economic situation? And Charles may be answering that question somewhere in the cosmos, but I do not believe he is yet up with us. Is he there now?
There he is. Now he's there. Go ahead, Charles.
Now we got him. Yes, Charles, we got you.
The magic of radio.
Yes.
But getting back to your question, here's the thing that's even more interesting than Bezos and Musk, because Musk is kind of like, this is what he does. He, you know, attacks everybody, right? Kind of an equal opportunity abuser. Bezos is not really the CEO. He's not the CEO anymore. He's the chairman, so he's got more latitude. But what's interesting is what's going on with the mainline CEOs who are scared to death of the left, you know, getting called before Elizabeth Warren and, you know, having the Biden regulatory agenda apparatus go after them. They're even starting to criticize what's going on right now in terms of policy. I mean, you hear Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, is out there talking about, you know, the lack of results-based policy coming out of Washington. As you know, Washington is run not by the Republicans right now; it's run by the Democrats. Both parts of, you know, they have the White House, they have Congress, and the Senate. So, and Larry Fink talking about that ESG standards and environmentalist stuff has been going too far. That now we have inflation and higher oil prices. So you're seeing it among the sort of corporate elite who definitely were not MAGA Republicans, you know. Some of them are Republican, A lot of them aren't. They're kind of in the middle, to the left and to the right. But they're now going after Biden subtly, I would say, because they don't mention it by name. Again, they run regulated institutions. But they're starting to raise questions about the competence of the administration. And there's no better metaphor of its lack of confidence is the fact that you can't buy baby formula right now. It's really kind of an absurd thing. You know, the FDA shuts down a factory and doesn't think, well, maybe if we shut down this factory, we're not going to get any baby formula. And there's only like two producers of the stuff. It's really a sad state of affairs, and it's probably not going to get any better because Joe Biden's not going anywhere for a while.
That's what I was going to ask you about, Charlie. We're speaking to Charlie Gasparino of Fox Business, and CNN right now has a story up: $5 gas. I mean, we have the Clay and I were joking around, although it's, you know, it's kind of rough humor that Biden keeps setting records, not good records. We had, what is it, $4.50 a gallon today, I think, something, $4.52 a gallon today. CNN says $5 gas could become widespread. Why is this, you know, why should we believe that this won't get worse? Is kind of what I mean. Is the Biden administration doing anything that will really ease the situation of gas production and all the effects that has on the economy?
They're not that I've noticed. Have they started? I mean, they keep talking about how there's all these licenses out there without saying you need additional permits on top of the licenses, which they won't grant. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they could be doing that they're not doing. And, you know, the market sniff. You know, the funny thing is that as much as he gave an inflation speech last Tuesday, which was sad because it was so out there and divisive, and actually some parts were really stupid, but you know, he gives us an inflation speech where he essentially lied and misrepresented what's going on in terms of oil expiration, how, you know, yes, you can get a license, there's lots of licenses out there, but you can't get the additional permits to start drilling, and I think the market sniffed this out immediately, or else if that was the case, if it was just a bunch of oil companies sitting on licenses that they can go tomorrow, well, guess what? The price of oil would shoot down dramatically.
Can I just ask you, Charlie, since you've been covering this, is this the most economically incompetent White House you've ever covered?
Well, Obama wasn't such great shakes either. I would say this, they're incompetent in so many levels that it's actually scary. It's not just economics. It's like, and I think it goes to him. I don't think even the lefty policymakers that he surrounds himself with are this dumb. I think I ask a lot of people because they know, you know, some of the people in the economic positions, you know, Brian Deese over at the NEC, and you know, Ron Klain, who's the chief of staff, and, you know, even Janet Yellen. They're not like intellectually limited people. They're pretty smart. My guess it's and the generals as well, right? General Milley. These are not stupid people. They work for somebody who is obstinate and at this point stupid. If you look at what happened in Afghanistan, he overruled the generals. And I'm pretty sure he's overruling everybody on economic policy matters right now as he wants to be. So he's so dead set to be more transformational than his old friend Barack Obama. I mean, that's what he said. I mean, it's in that book from the New York Times writers, and it's so obvious it's true. He thinks he is a latter day FDR, and he's going full bore, and he doesn't care how much economic pain it costs.
Charles, where would inflation be if Joe Biden had actually gotten what he wanted in terms of Build Back Better, and if the Democrat Party had been able to deliver for him as he hoped they would have been? Because it seems to me it would certainly be double digits, and that Joe Manchin saved him from complete oblivion. But how would you assess the overall market situation if we had trillions of dollars more of government spending out there?
I mean, just think about, we have 8% based on what we have now. If you, you know, handed out checks to people to stay home even more, that would exaggerate or exasperate the supply chain issues even more, put much more demand on, add much more to the demand side of the economy. He had tax increases, which would have hurt the supply side of the economy, meaning, you know, businesses and small businesses would have been hit with higher taxes, thus they wouldn't have created as much. I mean, it would have been a recipe for, I've heard people, CEOs talk about 20%.
It's crazy.
You know, if that happens.
So if Joe Biden, I think this is significant because Joe Biden's trying to argue now that he has a solution to inflation. If he had gotten in place the policies that he wanted to put in place, we could be dealing right now with 20% inflation. In other words, why would we trust him at all to solve this issue, given that he would have exacerbated and made it so much worse if he had gotten what he wanted?
You can't. This is such a train wreck economically, presidential train wreck from an economic standpoint, and as I said, many other standpoints. The only thing that is preventing his approval ratings from going down to like 10% is pretty much having a cheerleading media. And you could see it in so much of the stuff. I see it on social media all the time. We had that lousy inflation print the other day, 8.3%. By the way, the consensus estimated at 8.1%. So it was actually higher than the consensus and it's still at 8%. It was the month before 8.5%, but that's immaterial difference. And I'll never forget, there was a CNN correspondent, Jim Sciutto?
Sciutto, yes.
Yeah, he said, well, at least inflation's getting better. I'm paraphrasing, but he basically, you know, made it out to be like a big positive thing. And I was like, is this guy nuts?
he works for CNN, so there's a decent chance,
it's
Charlie.
Material different. I mean, I know he works for CNN, but does he have any clue about anything? And I actually tweeted at him. He didn't say anything, but it's like, I mean, this guy's got to have his head examined if he thinks this is a good number. And the market sniffed it out immediately, and I believe the market traded it off 600 points that day. I mean, you can't fool the markets on this stuff. So, but it's really interesting how the media spins so positive for this guy who's actually not nice to anybody. Do you ever notice how nasty he is?
I say this all the time, Charlie. I've been saying that one of the biggest lies is that Joe Biden is somehow a nice guy. He's not nice. He's a jerk.
Nice to his dog?
It's unbelievable. And he had a dog, by the way, they had to get rid of because they kept attacking Secret Service agents, but that's a whole other story.
So his dog is nasty, too. I mean, the apple doesn't fall far.
Not a good sign. I'm going to say, as a dog lover, someone's dog is attacking people randomly. That's usually an issue. Charlie, before we let you go, could I ask you about, we're speaking to Charles Gasparino, everybody, Fox Business senior correspondent. The only place that so far it seems people are doing pretty well. I mean, you know, stocks way down, 401ks, pensions getting hit hard, gas high, inflation high. Home values, though, have been very high recently. Some are saying, though, that maybe that's an indicator of something, a big correction, real disruptions in the housing market nationally, which could really hurt folks, right? If all of a sudden there's a big correction in housing.
True.
Do you see that coming? What do you think about that analysis?
I don't think so, but this is why I don't think so. I never want to say definitely. I mean, housing prices are way overheated. I mean, they should come down as mortgage rates go up. But, you know, there's two sort of outside factors that kind of intangibles, you know, that are outside outside the interest rate scenario. And one is supply. Apparently there's a lack of housing stock out there, right? So you have a constrained supply in place, particularly in hot markets. At least that's what I'm hearing from realtors. That's one. The other thing is that, you know, the tax situation in the Northeast and California and Illinois, does benefit the South. And that's where the housing market is hottest. So the tax situations in those areas are not changing anytime soon. New York is not going to start, you know, embracing supply side economics, at least until it gets a new governor and legislature. So even if it gets a new governor, the legislature is not going to allow for tax cuts, probably. So I mean, there's a lot of factors built in that will keep housing, I think, not from imploding like cryptocurrencies are imploding right now.
Charles Gasparino, everybody, look for him over at Fox Business. Charlie, come back soon, talk economy with us. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks so much. Look, a good day starts with a great night's sleep the night before. Mike Lindell knows this. He's the inventor of MyPillow. His team has a whole array of amazing products, all based on comfort and helping you get a great night's sleep. You remember when Mike Lindell came on the scene, products like their pillows that started it all. But then they introduced the towel sets, the slippers, the robes, the mattress toppers, Giza sheets, many more. Now's the time to join us and the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep for the better through MyPillow. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple products that you've heard Clay and me talking about here in the past. All you have to do is use our promo code CLAYANDBUCK. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials to check out this buy one, get one free deal on select products. With our promo code CLAYANDBUCK, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase. Again, MyPillow.com. Pick out these amazing products. I'm wearing the slippers right now. I do the radio show every day in the My Slippers because they're phenomenal. And then I go home and sleep on my Giza sheets with my My Pillows. It's a pretty good deal. MyPillow.com. Use promo code CLAYANDBUCK. Go check it out.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Clay and Buck Show still rolling along here. We will be joined by Kathy Barnett, candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania, coming up here in just a few minutes. Because we want to give all of the top three candidates a chance to address the voters of Pennsylvania. And so that's what we're doing. But there were some of us who in the very early days of the BLM 2.0 movement of 2020 were saying, all this corporate money, they were just shoveling corporate money to the, and I'm not, by the way, this is not even about the idea of BLM. This is the actual BLM organization, right? They created a BLM entity, a corporate entity, and companies were just lining up to give money to it. I mean, it was over $100 million that BLM raised, and everybody was, oh my gosh, there was this moment of panic, this national panic, because of the killing of George Floyd, from all of these companies that were essentially terrified of being considered, not that they were racist, no, just that they weren't actively anti-racist enough was the real theory. Well, we've just found out more about the BLM organization, and this will surprise, I think, none of the people listening to this show, but it turns out it's quite a lucrative enterprise for the people involved. Supposed to be about social justice and dealing with police violence and all that, but BLM founder Patrice Cullors, this is on the Daily Mail, paid her baby's father $970,000 for creative services, whatever that means, paid her brother $840,000 for security, and paid a fellow director of the organization $2.1 million, and also reimbursed the organization $73,000 for a charter flight, bought a $6 million Los Angeles mansion for her use and her Kalor's use and her family members' use. I mean, Clay, if this were a different, a social justice cause or a different, social enterprise, people would be saying, where are the fraud charges coming from here? Most of the corporations in America are going to say, you know what? We got our insurance against being called insufficiently anti-racist, so they're happy with it.
Well, what should happen is there should be an IRS investigation. Unfortunately, as we well know, the IRS only has interest, by and large, in doing deep dives into organizations that are conservative in nature, as we know they've already been caught having done so. And so when you look at this story, you've got a woman who bought a $6 million L.A. mansion, by the way, in an all-white neighborhood, effectively, according to the census data. And all of this money, where did it go? Did it have any impact in a positive way on anyone's life that BLM was claiming they were going to be doing? And look, there has to be a market-based rate in order for nonprofits to be able to pay people these kind of salaries. There's no way, in my opinion, that you can justify the amount of money that she was spending for these employees. Look, I mean, you're talking about her baby's father was paid $970,000 for creative services. What did he actually do? Her brother got $840,000 for security? I mean, these are outlandish and appear to be criminal expenditures in what should have been a not-for-profit organization. You can't run a not-for-profit organization and make yourself fabulously wealthy in the process, which appears to be what occurred here.
I think so.
Yeah, I think the evidence all supports it, no matter which way you look at it. And I got to tell you, by the way, for many years, talk about a not-for-profit foundation that is doing phenomenal work and putting all of their money towards the people who need it most. How about Tunnel to Towers? All of this made possible because of you guys. What they do with your donations is remarkable. That's why we're asking you to give an $11 a month donation to Tunnel to Towers. Join Buck and I in helping them to continue to do their work to take care of so many people out there who've been fighting the war on terrorism and have helped to bear the brunt of that cost. So many of our nation's injured and killed first responders, veterans, even our homeless service members, they will help you take care of them, all because of your generosity. Help our nation's greatest heroes and their families even more by donating $11 a month at Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. Join Buck and I. That's T, the number 2, t.org. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Several things to hit here. We were talking about Democrat attacks on Fox News and Tucker Carlson. Chuck Schumer just tweeted in the last 30 minutes or so, at Tucker Carlson invited me on his show tonight to debate the letter I sent to Fox News. I'm declining. And then he goes on to make his argument. But really, he's a coward, right? And if you aren't willing, and Buck, we've said this for a long time, if Chuck Schumer wanted to come on this show and make the case that we were making America an awful place, I think we'd probably have him. We're not running from people who want to make arguments. We will debate with them. We'll have a conversation. But Democrats are terrified to actually have to answer for their questions in a free and open forum. And so I'm not surprised that Schumer declined and is running in the opposite direction from Tucker Carlson, who I frankly think would mop the floor with Chuck Schumer if they debated any issue under the sun, by the way. But this one certainly in particular, which is effectively that Chuck Schumer is trying to argue that Tucker Carlson is responsible for the shooting that happened in Buffalo without any real evidence at all. Moreover, should you be responsible for anyone who commits a felony? Like, why should Buck, we have millions of listeners, Why should we be responsible if someone who listens to us sometimes does something heinous? That's not a standard that should be applied, frankly, to anyone.
This is a long-standing tactic of the left and of the Democrat Party. It's not new. It's grotesque, but they keep doing it. Remember, they blamed Sarah Palin, if you recall, for the Gabby Gifford shooting. And very, very directly. And Sarah Palin actually went and sued the New York Times related to that incident. But there was very clear blame from the New York Times on Sarah Palin. I believe in the aftermath of the Oklahoma City bombing by Timothy McVeigh, there was blame by the Clinton administration. Bill Clinton decided that the problem was talk radio, actually. Conservative talk radio, of course. And even went after certain hosts by name. So this is what they do. And it's wrong and problematic on many levels. And one is you could have a moment here of national unity, support, grieving, and solidarity over something that every decent and moral American knows what happened in Buffalo was an atrocity and a terrorist attack. You could bring people together and say, we stand against this kind of hate, and really just do that. You could just bring people together. Instead, Joe Biden takes it as an opportunity to place blame on people he doesn't like, who are not deserving of blame in any sane universe, and also to push for policies that wouldn't have stopped this thing in the first place. And this is what Democrats do. They politicize every tragedy like this. The Sandy Hook shooting, I'll point out, someone on the show yesterday mentioned the SAFE Act in New York. So after Sandy Hook, where a semi-automatic rifle was used there as well, New York State decided that, you know what we're going to do? We're going to pass a ban on assault rifles. That's what they said. And then they had to create these cosmetic changes. And so, you know what they started doing, Clay? Selling rifles that function exactly the same way, but they don't have a foregrip and they don't have a pistol stock, but fires the same bullets at the same speed. They were New York compliant assault rifles. I mean, it was idiotic beyond words. And in Connecticut, they also passed a similar ban. And I remember seeing at one point they estimated that because you're supposed to hand in your AR-15 or similar rifle in Connecticut, that 100,000 residents of Connecticut were likely in violation. This is years ago now, it might have changed, likely in violation of that order. Didn't do anything. So they just use this as an opportunity for politics, and they wonder why it doesn't actually change, why we don't actually have. And they won't defend their crappy ideas about how to make things better that aren't going to make things better. I mean, assault rifle ban, for example, comes to mind. And that Chuck Schumer, if you're going to be a member of the Senate and you're going to blame an American citizen in public for being responsible for an atrocity like what just happened in Buffalo, you damn sure should have the backbone to actually stand behind your words and have it out and explain why you think that's a fair thing to say. But Chuck Schumer's a coward and a fake.
And he's gotten used to an era where he doesn't actually get any hard questions. CNN and MSNBC just take whatever he says and run with it, and we don't have any actual debate that's going on. So credit to Tucker Carlson for inviting on a guy in Chuck Schumer who effectively is demanding that he be fired, and credit to Fox News for being open to that debate. I don't think they would do that on MSNBC. I don't recall MSNBC ever inviting on any of their staunchest critics. I don't certainly recall CNN doing it. Hey, I'm banned for life from CNN right now, so certainly they're not going to allow me on.
I used to go, and I mean, I believe it or not, MSNBC had me on a few times to debate. We can go find this in the archives, terrorism issues. And I'll be honest with you, I just smoked some of their so-called experts. They never had me back. And then at CNN, they were okay with me for a while until all of a sudden it turned to politics away from counterterrorism. And then if you want to see right now or hear, obviously radio side, a debate among relative equals in terms of stature with their sides, where do you go? Doesn't exist right now in our national conversation. Not really. One off here or there, you might see something. I mean, I remember, even 10 or 15 years ago, Clay, you would see people, they would actually throw down. I mean, you know, Bill O'Reilly in his day on Fox News would have, you know, big name Democrat, you know, Michael Moore, Bill O'Reilly throwing down. I mean, I remember this used to happen. Doesn't happen.
I mean, Tucker had a show on CNN called Crossfire for years with a left and right prognosticator who would argue about the issues of the day, sometimes agree on something, oftentimes disagree. And that's vanished. Tucker, to his credit, has extended the opportunity to Chuck Schumer to come on his show, Tucker Show, and call him a racist who led to a mass murder. And Chuck Schumer won't do it.
I don't want to be mean, but, you know, if The View invited me on and Joy Behar was like, you've called me stupid in the past, they'd be like, I do think you are not a smart person and you do a disservice to your audience. I mean, I don't want to be rude, but if she's going to ask me, I mean, I would say that to her face.
I would love to go on The View and just say that. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think that there's anything that we say on this program that I wouldn't say on any program in America. And obviously, they wouldn't have us on, because can you imagine if The View had either of us on with those idiot panelists that they have?
You just get shouted down.
It'd be the red wedding of talk shows. I mean, we would just come out of there just having totally eviscerated them in all respects. I would like to see the crowd reactions, because I also think it would be fun. You know, we'd get jeered a little bit, which I kind of welcome. You know, the hostile audience, I'd play up to it WWE style, but I would absolutely eviscerate all of their audience.
I honestly believe, I think if you put someone, you know, I mean, if you put someone like Ann Coulter on The View,
that would be funny.
I mean, but I mean, as a host, not as a guest.
I know,
as
I'm
a
saying, host.
I think if you did that, you would double the ratings of that show. I think you'd double the ratings of it for a period of time. I think eventually the libs would all flee, because they would hate to see the ideological massacre underway of their ideas getting destroyed constantly. But for a while,
I think it's a fascinating point, because I think what would happen is Ann is so smart, it would expose the stupidity of the other panelists, and they would have two options. Either cancel the show, because she would win every argument, or you would have to go out and actually make the overall intelligence of the show grow, because you'd have to find people who could talk in an intelligent level with her.
And you see they went after our buddy Jordan Peterson, Clay? We're going to have him on the show later this week.
Yeah, when's he on? Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday. Jordan Peterson's going to drop some life wisdom for all of us. But he's off Twitter now because they mobbed him.
Yeah, well, just kind of as a tease, I guess there are still a lot of people out there who are fascinated by the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and they've gone from, Buck, in our youth, this SI swimsuit issue was a monster deal, because you didn't get a lot of opportunity to see a lot at that time, really good-looking women in not very many clothes. Like, this was a big deal. If you were not an adult, this SI swimsuit issue when you were 12 or 13 or whatever was a really big deal.
Kathy Ireland was like a gift from God. Are you kidding me?
It had the most gorgeous women on the planet in the SI swimsuit issue. Now the SI swimsuit issue is not about putting the most gorgeous women on the planet in the magazine. It's about trying to put representative women in the magazine, which is nowhere near as exciting for most people out there. Got to tell you, by the way, our friends at AMAC can help to fight battles that matter in a big way. In particular, people who understand and care the issues. And that's why Buck and I joined AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, as well as welcoming them to this program. AMAC's worked tirelessly to push back against the left. We need more organizations doing that, following AMAC's outstanding lead. This is an organization that vows to remain steadfast through the November midterm elections and beyond. AMAC also offers member-exclusive benefits, a great magazine, and most important, a strong conservative voice on Capitol Hill. So go check out AMAC. See what they're doing and what they can do for you when you become a new member. You'll be in good company with a committed organization that serves their members. Join today at amac.us/freedom. That's amac.us/freedom. Join AMAC today.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show here with our third Pennsylvania candidate. The big three today here on the show. Kathy Barnett is running for Senate in Pennsylvania. Votes are being cast. Kathy, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Tell us, why should the good folks of Pennsylvania vote for you to represent them in the Senate, Kathy?
Yeah, listen, I have spent more time with the people in Pennsylvania than any other. From day one, 13 months ago, I kept the main thing, and that is getting to know Pennsylvanians. We have been traveling over 1,500 miles a week, and the people here, they feel squeezed. They feel unnerved. They, for the most part, know something has gone fundamentally wrong with the way our nation is being ran. These past 2 years, we've had the left pounce on us, on our businesses, on our economy, on our children, and people are looking for a fighter. The next time Democrats or others want to come in and begin to restrict our freedoms, they want someone who will stand up in the face of all of that and begin to speak our values and begin to push back on what oftentimes feels like the left narrative. And that is the reason why people are coming to me. I think they're tired of looking at plastic politicians and they want something authentic. And that is what I believe they found in me.
Kathy, I saw a great quote from you where you said you've been running for 13 months and nobody paid attention to you until about 2 weeks ago. And then everybody starts attacking you. What do you attribute that to? And do you believe that if you are the Republican nominee, you will win and keep this seat in Republican hands in Pennsylvania? And what tells you that that would happen?
Yeah. Listen, again, we've been running for 13 months. We've been beating down doors, kicking on doors. I was on Sean Hannity's show 7 different times before Mehmet Oz jumped into this race between his radio and television. And not one time did he ask me any of these riveting questions that he now seems to be plagued with. And yet, and in addition to that, for 13 months, 1,500 miles all across the state, we've been in a statistical tie for first place for over 4 weeks. And yet many in the mainstream media, as you alluded to, are behaving as if I just crawled from under a rock last Thursday. And there's nothing remotely true about that. We've always been here, always been running. But to your question, they've been obsessed with the two men in the race and weren't paying attention to anyone else. And, you know, we had 7 debates. My opponents, Dave McCormick and Mehmet Oz, they only showed up to 2 of those. We had a number of forums. I can only recall seeing them at 2. They refused to get in front of the people. I was always in front of the people. I was always talking about what the people were talking about. And while those 2 were only talking about each other, beating each other up, all the television commercials, never once really talking about Pennsylvanians, never once really getting in front of Pennsylvanians And now everybody is so hot and mad that I'm about to win this race. But that's what happens when you don't focus. How am I going to win? I'm going to double down on what we're already doing. Even during this primary, you go to my Facebook page at Kathy Barnett for Senate, you would see me in rooms filled with black people changing their voter registration from Democrat to Republican. You would see me in downtown Chinatown. You would see news articles being written about me. I can't read it because it's all in Mandarin, but I was down there and they have assured me their vote is mine. You would see me in videos with Amish people walking me in front of a room full of Amish, and you would hear them say, listen to her. She has our vote. Then in every single nook and cranny throughout the Commonwealth for these past 13 months, telling people about our values in the Republican Party, because I believe we have the better values. I believe we have the better story. I just think we keep picking people who suck at telling it. And that's the reason why we're losing. We need better people who can tell our stories, because I believe we have the better story to tell.
Speaking of Kathy Barnett, she is on the ballot today in the Pennsylvania GOP primary. Kathy, if you win, not just this primary, but the race overall, what is the top of your agenda to push in the Senate and to bring home, not just, of course, for your state of Pennsylvania, but for the American people?
Right. You know, right now, you know, Milton Friedman said inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon. And yet, if you look around and listen to talking heads, they're looking to the Federal Reserve to fix what the Federal Reserve has broken. Almost every issue we deal with in this country is as a direct result of 22 years of real income stagnation for the bottom 90% of Americans. And so my focus is always on the economy. And I believe it starts with clarifying the mandates of the Federal Reserve to stabilize the dollar. When you begin to pivot away from that, now we're looking at the energy sector, right? Pennsylvania, I mean, we're walking on hundreds of years of black gold. And yet, because of the hostile environment that have created, who in their right mind will invest the billions of dollars necessary to put into the ground, to pull it up out of the ground, to put it through the pipeline? You have Janet Yellen gallivanting all over the world, convincing wealth managers not to invest in American fossil fuel, but she's not telling them not to invest in Venezuela, Iran, Saudi Arabia fossil fuels, just America and Europe. And I believe energy is freedom, right? Ask Ukraine, ask Germany right now. So besides the economy, by starting with the Federal Reserve and stabilizing the dollar, we got to get this thing fixed with our energy sector as well. And quite frankly, I believe Democrats could change all of that tomorrow, if they wanted to. They would just have to admit that everything they have ever said and done has been a complete and utter failure. And what are the odds of them doing that? So therefore, I intend to go there with a big, bright spotlight and better ideas and begin to not only work with the Joe Manchins in the Senate, as well as those on my side, but to bring that narrative back to the American people.
Kathy, congrats on the campaign so far. It's going to be an exciting night for many different people all over Pennsylvania and all over the country in general. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to our listeners right here as they make their decision about who to vote for.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kathy, thanks for being with us. Clay, it's going to be
an exciting night,
Buck. A showdown, man. Looking forward to seeing how that race turns out. And obviously, we have more races coming up. These are just primaries. I'm excited for the general. It's going to be a good time. We didn't talk about UFOs
today, Clay.
I'm just going to say, you just
heard from Kathy Barnett. You heard from Dr. Oz. You heard from Dave McCormick. We appreciate all three of the leading candidates in the Pennsylvania Senate making time for us and for you. And we will be talking about who wins this race come tomorrow, right? It's going to be an exciting night with how tight this one is.
And UFOs, even if Clay doesn't want to. We're talking about it because they're out there. They're out there.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.